Hello, welcome to Generation Cornerstone. My name is Kim Marchand, and I am the founder of Restoration Cornerstone, a nonprofit that focuses on ensuring that we can restore the covenantal understanding of faith, love, community, and family by equipping and resourcing youth and young adults for generational impact and legacy. We do that by equipping, resourcing, and empowering youth and young adults to restore their covenant with Christ as a cornerstone in their lives. I'm really excited about this organization and this auxiliary enterprise, which is the podcast Generation Cornerstone, to really help explore the different facets of cornerstones, the different cornerstones in people's lives where Christ can be and should be the center of their lives. We're going to explore a slew of different topics and things and questions that people have pertaining to life, pertaining to faith and Christianity. There's going to be several different interviews happening. I'm going to come on myself and share just some of the things that I'm learning and some of the experiences and testimonies that I've had personally, but really want to just help by restoring Christian culture one stone at a time. I think we in society get really bogged down with trying to do everything on our own, trying to do everything without the help of others. And when we do seek help, I feel like a lot of times we've been conditioned to seek the wrong type of help. And really what I found in my brief time here on earth is that Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way that we can truly experience the fullness that he has for us, truly experience the life in abundance that he has for us. And so making him the cornerstone of everything that we do is really the key to success in life and really the key to the generational impact and legacy that I know so many people are striving for and crave. We're going to talk about these different cornerstones where people have had success. We're going to talk about the cornerstone of salvation, the cornerstone of the blood covenant. So really understanding that salvation is a covenant with Christ and really going to have some heavy hitting people of God come on to just discuss that. We're going to talk about the cornerstone of purity, the cornerstone of marital covenants, having Christ as a cornerstone for your relationships, whether that's familial relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, what that looks like to have Christ as a cornerstone in your life. We're going to talk about partnership with God, having Christ as your cornerstone when you endeavor to partner with God, when you endeavor to seek your purpose and live out your purpose and your calling, what that looks like, the cornerstone of identity, the cornerstone of service, like what does it look like to truly be the hands and feet of Jesus? What does it look like to truly serve God and your fellow man and do unto others and do unto the least of these as we're commanded to? So what does all of that look like in practice? What does it look like to have Jesus as a cornerstone for your social life? What does it look like? I think a lot of times people think that you become a Christian or you give your life to Christ and everything just has to stop and you can no longer have fun, you no longer have joy, or just so boring and you're just doomed to live this really boring life. And that cannot be farther from the truth, can't be further from the experience and the joy and the abundance that the Lord wants us to have and experience as his kids. And so what does it look like to have Christ as a cornerstone for how you engage socially? What does it look like for Christ to be the cornerstone in your health, right? Like we are vessels of the Holy Spirit. Like these bodies are where we dwell. It's the gift that the Lord has given us as spirit beings to have a home to dwell while we're here on this planet. And so what does it look like for us to be good stewards of the bodies that he's given us and to take care of our health? And what does all of that look like? What does it look like to be good stewards of our finances, right? Like I feel like in today's day and age is all about how much more we can obtain, how much more we can amass, like how much more wealth, how much more all of the things, but like what happens when you get those things or when you're in pursuit of some of those things? What does it look like to have Christ as a cornerstone for how you engage and steward your finances? What does that look like? So I'm really excited to just really engage in this. And ideally, would love to just share this with whoever needs to hear it. But I really want to primarily talk to Gen Z and millennials. I know for me, I grew up in church, but I didn't get serious about my walk with Christ until my senior year of college. So I was 21 years old. And it wasn't until that time that I started taking ownership of my relationship with God for myself and what that looks like. And I am just really excited to just talk about some of the things that I've learned over the past 12 years and what that looks like in practice. And really wanna talk to Gen Z because I feel like there's so many things in society like coming up against young people these days. There's so many conflicting narratives, so many conflicting stories, and really just want to create a safe space for young people to be able to engage in conversations, to get meaningful answers, to really have the space and the time to dig deeper into some of the things that I feel like people may whisper about or may have questions about or never get answered. So really want to create the space on this podcast for that to happen. And then in terms of millennials, I feel like, I mean, I'm a millennial and I feel like there's so many people in my age group that are still trying to figure it out. And my prayer is that this podcast and this expression of life and of faith and this journey, this walk, this marathon that we're on, right, with the Lord, my prayer is that this helps someone find their way back to the path of righteousness that the Lord has set for all of us. My prayer is that this podcast helps direct someone back to Christ or encourages them or is the confirmation that they need to go deeper with Christ. And truly just having an understanding of how I think we think that Christ and that the Lord is not interested in the finite details of our lives, and that just can't be further from the truth. And so really doing a deep dive exploration of having Christ as a cornerstone for every single piece of your life, every single area of your life. My hope is that this podcast revealing some of those things and pulling back some of those layers and finding Christ in the little things, finding Christ in the big things, the things that society would have us tell us that he's not interested in, he doesn't care about, right? Like finding people who have testimonies, who have been overcomers, right? People who've had success in these various areas of life with Christ as their cornerstone and their foundation. So really want to just show that nobody has two heads. The people who live out the word of God, who actually truly have a relationship with God, who desire to honor him with their lives and seek him wholeheartedly, those people just put one foot in front of the other, yielded themselves to Christ and followed his commands. They sought after his face. They developed relationships with him and they let him lead and be the foundation in every area of their life. And that's what I hope to explore on this podcast. That's what I hope listeners and viewers will gain from this podcast is true understanding of how rich in glory the Lord is and how intimately tied he is in the very details of our lives that I think we try to control ourselves oftentimes, how intimately tied he is to the outcomes and into the journey. Because I think in our instant gratification culture, we don't do process well. I think oftentimes, and I'm speaking as someone myself who has aborted mission several times in the midst of process, the Lord is a God of process. You look at anyone in the Bible who he used mightily, there was a process. And the only one who he didn't take through process, right? Someone like Adam, that didn't end well for the rest of humanity. So there is always a process tied to God. And so really want this podcast to be a place where we can all collectively come and dig out the process and figure out where Jesus can be put as the cornerstone in our lives, or identify where he already is the cornerstone or foundation in these various areas of our life, what that looks like and what that means for us. So really excited to embark on this journey with all of you. Thank you for joining and for listening thus far. Really excited to engage in this really important work, and really excited for the nonprofit component of this Restoration Cornerstone to start programming in early 2023 to really be the tangible hands and feet of Jesus, to restore some of the things that I feel like society has discarded, to really put hands and feet to some of these areas that the Lord is passionate about that I feel like are important to young people, to Gen Z, to millennials. So really excited to engage in this work with y'all and looking forward to starting this journey.